A
Ja.
wonderful warm welcome to Sascha Christiansen. I'm so happy to have you here in my podcast, and I would love if you just could introduce yourself. You have a really, how can I say,
Yes, please say it. I don't know.
life that really moved me inside of me. So maybe you want to tell the audience, who is Sasha?
Well, in broad strokes, I'm 51. Let's say what's also important for now. At the moment, I'm unemployed since a few years, but I was a media designer, or am a media designer. And as we all know, everything's a bit strange right now
Yeah.
out there. So I had to make a choice, either go with the masses or just say cut, because I was had a burnout really, and say, okay, I really want to know what's deep down inside that I don't. I try not to curse, mess it up. I got three jokers, okay, three curse jokers. So I don't mess it up again due to a subconscious stuff that happened in my childhood, and like we all know in our lives, it was pretty traumatized and isolated. So I don't get confused too much. So I had to make a choice: cut, accept the unemployment, accept the not existing budget, and yeah, and try to dig into my subconscious with the tools of meditation and yoga. I got only 10 years ago from my best friend, because he's a yoga teacher. And I got the VIP course in my living room on the floor. So great that. And I would say in the last 10 years, that was not a conscious journey. It's a journey I allowed to happen due to stuff I realized in after 1 year of meditation and yoga. Some things happened, or I experienced some things where I said, okay, whatever this is, I trust you, trust the process, and do it. And I love it.
That's
Yeah.
cool. And
But in broad strokes, I think everything else we're gonna unpack while we're talking, I guess.
yeah. So thank you for introducing yourself and letting us being part of your life a little bit. And I would love to dive deeper with you into the topic of resilience, because you told me that, or you just like mentioned that you were isolated and there that you traumatized like me, and we all like deal with probably some childhood trauma.
Aware or unaware, yes.
So, where do you just like want to get started with the topic of resilience? Yeah, you said for me, it's like that word acceptance, very powerful. If I feel like, okay, I have no solution right now, I have to accept my situation that I'm traumatized. And yeah, like you. So I receive a couple of months ago, I just like, yeah, I went to the job center as well, said I can't make it, so I need support. And it felt horrible. And to be faced with poverty. And
Correct.
yeah, you're talking about like the budget and money and the society we live in, and that you feel like a loser if you just like can hold that standard anymore.
Check.
So do you
Yeah,
have
that's a social aspect,
yes.
yes.
Yes. My like, do you have like something you feel like you want to add to this?
Oh, definitely, because resilience, I mean, it's a stressed word, like every word these days. So much talk, and everyone when you take a word and use so often, yes. But resilience is, as far as I understand it, or I, yeah, live it more or less,
Yes.
is I like to talk in pictures. Let me start with a picture. Or I see this like allergies in hygiene. We all know, since we're so hygienic since 50 or 70 years, allergies popped up. We're not resilient anymore. But where do we get that resilience that we're more healthy? Is when we go out there, eat dirt, and our immune system knows what's going on, okay, and then it's prepared for everything. And the same I would argue would also go for yeah, mental stuff. When at least my experience, and when I look out to the world, if one isolates one too much from things that you don't like and don't reflect upon it, you don't like it because it's a trigger, or do you really have some issues or whatever? Try to understand where shit comes from. My first joker, shit. I try to understand where it comes from, and but with also with love, because the other thing that's important here is what I see a lot in the society is this guilt factor
Yes.
that goes into a victimhood,
Yes.
and these are all things I understand in the process, but. And one can get an identity in those corners, even the identity of, oh, I'm going to realize myself, and that's the other extreme. And trying to understand where it comes from in a loving way, in a gentle way, not guilt, not who, no.
Yeah.
Understand, okay, that happened. And then we always project in good ways and in bad ways. Oh, where's my projection? Where do I glorify? Where do I demonize? And all that process gives one, at least me, resilience to open up to the world, to also open up to oneself. And that's where I see resilience, and where I'm really a fan of resilience.
For you, it feels like resilience is more love and be soft and gentle with yourself than just be like strong.
At the same time, yeah. Because, yes, sorry. This is the really main thing, because I really also put it on my forearm. It's a harmonic contradiction, and that's something I don't want to say understand, but that popped into my head 20 years ago, 25 years ago, maybe to understand for the listeners. What broke me out of this isolation and traumatization in my tw first 20 years. Was making music, loud music. And me and my buddies, we didn't know my curse words. I didn't know much about stuff. So we just made noise word and got better by doing. Not going into courses, no. We went to the practice room and blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, not in a bad, everything got out, everything
Yes.
exploded.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, I learned with the work with the band, also because I was isolated. Now, okay, reach out to some people, listen to them, try to understand, communicate, and that happened with a bang.
Yeah.
And we got better and better and better. So that's maybe to understand that yes, media designer, musician, DJ, whatever stuff. That's the energy I work with. So, yes, soft and hard combined.
It's funny
Yes,
because
and that's a contradiction, but where's the harmonic balance? And
yeah.
that's something I want to do everything. Also, with me inside, when I talk about the reflection, yes,
Yeah.
soft, but then where is the fire in that softness to say, okay, let's do this?
Yeah. But I think that it also needs a good foundation that we can like hold that energy that comes out. I remember I was like a singer in a cover rock band, and I was able really to smash like man's voices real like all out, and it was like therapy, but also like to be aware, is it maybe too much for me right now? Can I hold that energy? And what I do love is that picture when we talk about resilience, it's like the bamboo. It's like
Oh yes,
break
perfect. Yes.
it, but it's like it's also like very flexible. So maybe it's also that we are able to adapt and those
That's
and
life.
look back at evolution theory that the
Definitely.
adaptable survived.
And also the cooperation, not the survival of the fittest, it's part of it, but
Yes.
cooperation.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yes. and find
And that's
their.
also the main thing to navigate these times, because they're so polarized these times. That's so, what are you? Oh, you're white, then everything black is bad, and vice versa. How about, again, I think some of us remember when we listened, talked, and tried to find a common ground. And that's the same thing with the harmonic contradiction. Yes, find a common ground, and that's life. And that's not a point. It's like, yeah, I don't know how to say it in English. In German, we say Schnittmenge. You know, the cut space between two circles. That's the answer. Not that one point. Not the one and O's. Not the
Yeah,
Excel sheet.
like the things
It's
we
good analyzation, but then comes life.
yeah, that's so cool. I was like yesterday I did a little research about resilience, and I remembered that there was a case study, a longitude study they did on Hawaii, on the island of Kauai, with kids. They were just like born or grew up in really devastating situations, and they try to figure out what did they do to, in spite of all the trauma that happened, build up a great life for themselves. And it was one point that they had at least kind of one person who supported them. So you were talking about like connection, that
Yes.
connection is so important for our nervous system and also for safety. So I remember when I grew up, we had a wonderful woman. She came, I guess, once a week for cleaning. And I remember how much I felt comfortable with her. And she wasn't my parents, or just like not even my family, but it influences us in some kind of way that I just felt really comfortable. So,
Totally get you.
and just like you said, that you felt like isolated. So, how was that for you? Like, was it then later on that you had like your boys around you, your gang, that might help you? What was it in your case?
Yeah, to be true, the isolation was really, I was my second joker. A lot of fucked up shit
Yes.
happened until I was 5 or 6. Then we came back to Germany, and my mother was really traumatized on antidepressiva, and I was really just in front of the TV, so
Question.
nothing.
You grew up, was it Africa? Where did you grow up?
Bahamas, a
Bahamas.
few, just a little time, but I think it would got deep into my DNA, because the Bohemian flow,
Yes.
yes, definitely. Just to
Yeah,
finish the
I can
picture.
imagine how that might feel like for you. Okay, so and then you came back to Germany, and then.
Yeah, just to really clarify the term isolate, I was really isolated. There was nobody there. I mean, my mother, God bless her, she's still here, but she had a really tough life. And yes, then I would have had a little sister from Bohemian, from Jack, but she died, I think, 3 in 3 months. So I'm not going into details, but pretty, this is still my second joker. Pretty fucked up. So I really was in front of the TV then, isolated. I mean, I still got 2 sisters, but they also had already had their own lives and were teeny, so what would that to do? They didn't live with us. So I was really, really isolated. Had no friends, nothing, just the TV, my mother, and I think I started to skip school in a very early age. So just to clarify that term, that why this explosion, when I started to make music, was everything I didn't even notice how fucked up I was. It's still my second joker. And I moved out with 18, and then I also only realized, oh, I'm traumatized, I'm depressive. This is not a good life I've been leading since 15 years as a kid. So the music really was, I think, everything that was so down, or I don't know, not even down, because I wasn't a happy teeny. So I think I also had, when I moved out, I had the idea, oh, this is my second birth. And ever
Oh,
since, yeah, I mean, I write lyrics, so I think in a pretty lyrical way, big words. But yeah, to say, I think I started then to unpack and reflect what the fuck, this is still my second Joker, happened in the last 15 years or 20 years. And you could say that music will start to be my guide, that the energy of that stuff, of that artistic reflection. Because I mean, in front of the TV, only thing I always watched was, okay, TV and had music. And I also grew up with GIs, because my mother, okay, she was a little vegetable, I love her, but also had a lot of black GIs as friends. So that more or less was the only guiding I had. Not that they were my surrogate fathers, they were around sometimes. And back in the 80s already gave me my hip hop. That's why I curse so much. So really, but on the same time, I stumbled into heavy metal. So even then, harmonic contradiction, I grew up with jazz and blues.
Wow.
So mash that into a pot with everything else. And then let's start from the beginning when you move out with 18. So that more or less is my little nutshell.
So, what do you think that those GIs like taught you on the way? What was the part you felt like maybe you feel protected, probably?
I'm just reflecting on the word protected because I think I was more numb than anything. I didn't feel vulnerable. I also didn't feel protected. That's what I meant.
Your
A
nerves
flat line. I mean, of
was
course, my soul was reflecting, but I had a conscious flat line.
your nervous system was more in that state of freeze mode
Yes.
and probably dissociated. So that's what I
Yeah,
would
maybe calmness,
do,
because I mean,
let
I'm
like
also.
jump out of my body and just like be in my or in school, whatever, just
I don't remember.
like my
I
own
don't remember.
world.
That's also one thing with me. I noticed that I'm not as, let's call, not nostalgic, but I move on. I'm extremely in the moment.
Yeah, it's
And
pretty
then I
cool.
move on. And then I think it's, I don't know what happened. What kind of filter I put on when I go reflect upon my past or something. I'm extreme in the here and now. That's also a lack of discipline when you're too much in the here and now, but it's extremely freeing. I think that came from back in the days when I first tried to break all the chains in my 20s.
Why do you think is it a lack of discipline to be here in the moment?
Yeah, that's still a harmonic contradiction I'm trying to combine, and I will succeed. Because I mean, discipline is a kind of routine that you, and that's a, that's a, I think the spinning point is a discipline that's forced, or that's inspired by something you don't want to be anymore, or is this inspired by something you want to be? So the, or think you are or feel at the moment. So the discipline, what you want to be, is a good one. The discipline, I'd say at least, the discipline of I don't want to be there anymore. It's like
Avoiding.
you're doing exercise. Oh, I'm fat. I'm exercising because I'm fat. No, I want to exercise because I want to get healthy. That's the where we can work with
Towards
us.
and to have a picture of that new identity you want to have. So, but I would say as a coach, it's not too bad to think about, okay, I just like, I hate my life right now. I want to change something to have like a reality check. And then I can move on from that reality check. Like, I don't know, I am a drug addict, whatever, to face that and to say, okay, I just like, I want to transform. I want to get rid of all that shit and I want to be happy and healthy. So I wouldn't say that like too bad, like a bad goal or
Of
something.
course, yes. I mean,
So
we are talking. Sorry.
yeah, no worries. No worries.
Of course, I mean, we're talking pretty generally. Then we, when we go deeper and deeper, of course, we get more shades of gray, and we see what's more on the fringes of the task, what's more in the middle of the task. I mean, this is a long conversation, long, long conversation with oneself, with the environment. So I'm trying right now just to keep some checkpoints, because if we go deep, you know us, we've talked before. This would be a long stream then.
Of course. But also the thing that when you say you are in the present moment, that it's pretty good for your nervous system, because you have the most
That's
when you are on, you have to trust. I mean, not everybody can do that, to be in the present moment.
yeah, and that's where I think it comes again, full circle. Because what I experienced is the discipline maybe of meditation and yoga, and not discipline of doing it, but understanding it, understanding the no, how you call it again, the mindset of meditation in your everyday life, and also the connection with your body in everyday life. So it becomes a just a mindset, and that's, I think, where one can start. That's the discipline, I think. I didn't seek; it just happened because it was joyful, and wait, okay. Like I said, I trusted the process. Say, okay, I don't know shit.
It's so
This was
awesome.
my first curse, first Joker. Really trying, really trying. So the discipline, or the spiritual discipline, how you call it, that's, I think, the foundation. And then, of course, it happens simultaneously. But from the energy hierarchy, I would say the next thing then would be the everyday discipline. For example, of course, brush your teeth, shower, whatever. Feel good about yourself, drink water, sleep well, be conscious about your food and everything. That's the next discipline. And when you see, oh, this is good for me, I love this. Oh, I love to get wake up in the morning and see the sun rise and everything. You know, that's feeds you, I guess. And then maybe the next hierarchy then would be is, of course, generating abundance in this world out there, and so on and so on. But of course, put it all into a big bag, mash it up, shake it through, and then you got reality.
That's cool. Now see, we have like different steps, and it's also like one all in one, but
It is. To understand, we analyze, but to do it is everything at once. And then where this consciousness happens, I'd say at least, and the joy of it, and also the love of it
and
without
maybe
guilt.
like change the world, because I would say it was so wonderful. You were just like sitting there, so everyone is like listen to the audio. Just Sasha was sitting there, and when he was like talking about meditation, he did a movement with his hands from his head down to his body. And I literally, maybe you were just like also as well able to feel that you embodied that. And this is more than
I
that.
hope so.
Really, like it's like everywhere, and you mastered that, and you came
It
from
happened. It happened. It
like,
wasn't me. It happened.
oh, you put energy into something, so you made a decision.
If we say everything is one, of course I'm part of it. Of course I, yes. But somehow I'm still a bit, not nervous, but I'm getting a bit shaky when I say I did it. It was my decision. This is my little
I know,
I know, yes, but it's
no one like
all of us.
pushed you, told you to do that. You just like made a conscious decision. And how cool is that? That you just did it out of a life situation that was like the opposite of nice and beautiful. And you try to turn it around. And I remember that you told me that you had a podcast. It was a long podcast,
Well, I
like
just,
is it like 2 hours, one episode or so, and it helped you so much on
oh,
the
you mean that?
Ooh.
Yeah,
You
that was something. Sorry.
want to talk about that?
Was a big game changer for me, believe me. Just maybe just for the audience to understand a bit. As you know, maybe I grew up with Americans, so let's say the American identity culture is 50%. I mean, I'm also to understand me, maybe a bit my bloodline, whatever. My father's from Denmark. His great grandmother's from India. My mother is half Polish, half we don't know, due to the labor camps during the Nazis, where she was born in the labor camps. Pull the circle again. So that's just I grew up with. So
Lots of
American is part of me.
influence,
To
yes.
me, yes.
Lots of influence,
So
yes.
what happened also 10 years ago with when I said, okay, cut, calm down. What's happening with me? What's happening out there? I also stumbled upon, this is a hot topic, but since 10 years, the Joe Rogan experience, love you. Now it really touched me. For one thing, 10 years ago, when there were topics, also like psychedelics, science, but also social things, and also comedians, just musicians, talking for 3 hours with no boundaries, and also the culture to see people talk for 3 hours, listening, reflecting, the context, just not sound bites, but where does it come from? Where does it go, that topic or that energy? And also see the human being behind some topics. That gave me a lot of the, with meditation, also yoga, but that was, I think, the mental thing where I didn't feel alone anymore in this sound bite corporate world we're all forced into. Because also some things in the spiritual realm is already making money and just community and just being the same package. Like everything is everywhere. Everything good is everywhere. Everything bad is everywhere. So see that unapologetically, just speak with so much love. People, there's so much love in that podcast. And that really gave me a foundation again, an energy foundation. To slowly reflect upon that and build up. And from that little podcast to sprawl out and to understand what's in this podcast world, in this connection, even though it's a bit digital, I'm not the biggest fan of digital, but the world is big. I prefer everything in person, more or less, because also there's energy between in a conversation when people really are in the same room and looking into each other's eyes. So that was also a big brick or in my foundation in the last 10 years. I'm just happy about it. I'm just fucking happy about it.
So thank you for sharing, because maybe it gives people hope when they feel isolated and they have no one around that you can listen to free stuff. It's already there. Maybe you can listen to
I got it. Because one thing where I really cry.
If you want to do your own podcast in the
Sorry, sorry.
future, so you can
But
lift up people as well.
because by what I stumbled upon, and it's really some stupid shit maybe, but these reaction channels, when they react on music or old movies, and when you really get to know some people, to well, they're not bullshitting. And then, for example, one of my favorite bands, Tool, when I see somebody, especially in, my connection now to my Afro-American brothers and sisters, and there's a tendency that these white metalheads discovering hip hop, and these black kids discovering Tool, and to see that's progressive metal. So hip hop heads discovering progressive metal with spiritual lyrics, watching them really reflecting upon it, and then you see what happens, and I really cry sometimes when I see how that person reacts upon it. And then not just one and go, they really talk about them, about the song for 10 minutes, what it did to them. That also was one big thing that was important for me. I had to say it. Thank you. What do you want to say, Doris?
This is so cool. So you're also like me, I like to observe things. And we learn, like when we do things, when we read or hear, I'm just like observing. This is
You're
also
observing yourself.
a huge topic when we are kids. We learn just by observing how our parents or caregivers do things.
Okay.
So, and if you maybe feel like you don't want to connect with that, or later on, you have no one like around, you can connect with someone or something or music or some energy that really resonates with you. So thank you for sharing.
No.
I would love to go back to that topic of poverty,
Okay.
limitations like we have. And I also realized, I mean, the podcast title is Creativity Empathy Flow. You are a very creative person as well, like a musician, you are a media designer, you're highly sensitive, you can sense a lot, and you figured out how to deal with that shit and to make a life where you feel, I wouldn't say at least it doesn't match, because you are worthy, you know what I mean? And I remembered that I had those moments where I felt like that my value is independent from any kind of material stuff I have.
Check.
It's like not to identify. So what do you think about that? Or yeah,
But first of all, yeah.
like to help people that they struggling maybe with that same issues.
Of course, of course. First of all, you're totally right about the self-value, etc. But then, of course, that's just the inner world. In the outer world, you need money. You need money.
Of course.
Mean, not a lot, but
Of course.
in this unemployed Hartz IV, I still gonna say Hartz IV, not Bürgergeld, sorry. Hartz IV.
We're all not international, not in Germany. It's like that's different. You have like different forms of support in Germany you can have, like when you're unemployed.
Yeah, and it's used to call Hartz IV. Now they renamed it into a citizen money. Sounds better marketing, but Hartz IV. So to clarify that, yes, and that's can really be a struggle. That can really be some tough shit. Yes. How I approached that. I mean, first of all, yeah, I think how I approached that. Or how I realized how I approached that. I mean, first of all, I grew up poor. So maybe for 2 or 3 years in my life, I earned some money. So I was poor or a student or struggling media designer or unemployed. So first of all, I never really had to cut something big out of my life. So that is a little game breaker. But then when I really reflect upon that thing, the first thing I think what you learn in poverty is, or that what I learned is not to think about what I don't have, to see what is my budget, more or less. What's important to me? To me, important was good food, not a lot of food, because you know what I mean. Good food. Good food. I mean, that's why maybe lacking 1 or 2 kilos. But hey, but it's good food. And that's looking to the future. I ain't gonna be as sick due to some stuff I shove into me. So I'm consciously, what am I eating? What everybody else understands upon that you gotta choose. Everybody's different. I felt more or less, oh, this is good for me. So I'm gonna focus on that. So once that is set, and I think to ignore things I can't afford, not even think about it. It just doesn't exist. I mean, I see it, but it's not a trigger for me. If I have really, for example, want to spend money for espresso, which is a lot of money for us, for something this, now then just do it. Because that's where I can allow myself. I don't always reflect upon can I, can I not, can I, can I not. I ignore it as far as I can. Accept it means I think for somebody in our 50s or mid 40s maybe easier than for someone in mid 20s, you know, where's the more to do, we already did some stuff, we understood some stuff, So maybe it's a bit easier. It depends where you got caught, where you got stuck in your development, maybe. I don't know. So that's one thing. To ignore things I can't afford. But not in a bad way, just okay, it isn't. The next thing for me, also, I mean, you gotta have some creative tools. Something for me, I had my computer or whatever, or draw or whatever, something really where you can go into reflection of yourself, or sports, whatever. It can also be creative.
All like creative, like the creative part, which is very important for dopamine when you feel depressed. Like creativity is like therapy, and like as I say, moving, like sport is very important. That at least if you can't like do like I did in the past Ironman, you just can walk. Yeah, you just
Check.
walk. And in my case, I don't have a car, but I don't want to have a car right now, so I walk. And I walk to
Check.
the home store and I try to walk, so I move and I try to like at least combine. And I would say, I mean, I am a holistic health coach, how important health is. So yeah, most of the money goes into wonderful food and
It feels good.
like wonderful water. I realized, okay, good. It's like the basic things. Yeah, we need to breathe. Yeah, like the breathing techniques.
And how do we breathe?
How do
Really?
we like
Don't
the
know how to breathe sometimes. Hey, how to breathe?
Yeah, like we need oxygen, we need like good water to move, to have a good sleep. Yeah, to have, I don't know, like when you're like familiar with just feeling energies, I had that impulse to put here just like some basil because I can feel that energy. So if I'm surrounded by herbs, I feel so much better. I don't feel good if I'm surrounded by like shitty food, but also like that part of, I don't know, doing like joyful things, or I would say that my inner child enjoyed or learned this is joy. So, as you said,
Understand your own flow,
espresso or
yes.
ice cream, whatever, and to find always a balance in between. I don't know who is listening to the podcast, where you're coming from. You say, okay, it's like I'm used to that. So, I was used to like I had lots of money in the past all the time. I had never an issue with money in the sense of that I was like thinking about it, just like bought the things I wanted to buy. And now it's like it's a game change, a moment to feel like really horrible. And also, like, you feel proud because you feel like, okay, I can just like I move through that. And then you appreciate all those things so much more. And what I also do learn is, do I really need that thing?
Exactamente.
Think twice. Do I
Check.
really want to put my money, my energy into that stuff in front
And
of
if you don't need it, do it consciously with the joy you have for, I don't need this,
Yes.
but I'm gonna do it consciously. What
Good
the hell? This
decision.
is my thing, right? To also have that freedom. That's what I'm talking, wiggle room.
Yeah,
Concept is great, but it needs
exactly what they
wiggle
need.
room. Otherwise, you're a robot. Nope.
Yeah, like really conscious, like be aware of what you do, be aware of, yeah, who you want to give your money to.
And these two things that you already said, exercise, you will understand that it's good, even just walking. I mean,
Yeah.
also that's something where I just
Yes.
slipped into. I never
Running.
made a driver's license, so I walked on my whole life. So,
Yeah.
perfect. And while you're walking, you can also check your body,
Yes.
yoga, your breath. You can check your head a little bit, what is projecting. You can also try, oh,
Feel
I'm
your
just
yourself. You
speaking.
have fresh air outside. You can like
Back.
love to walk barefoot. It costs
And
none.
then
Like,
in poverty, community.
yeah.
Because when you can help each other. For example, I mean, two of my best friends, one my guitarist, the other one of my best friends, he's getting wider, so his clothes doesn't fit him anymore. The other one gets the other direction wider. So, and we don't sell. We never sell stuff to each other. We just gave it. You need this. I don't need anymore. You need this. No. This is just flowing. So also due to that community, I have some good genes still. That just was a little example for community. Community. Talk to people. You don't have to make big, maybe just two or three sentences. in your neighborhood. For example, what I also experienced is I moved around a lot, and you know, the stuff from my childhood, blah, blah, blah. But since 20 years, I'm this quarter here. And what slowly grew on me was these one or two sentences, you know, with the bakery, a woman on the street, people you see every again, just say hello. I mean, to some people, I say hello since 20 years. I never spoke a word to them, but we smile at each other. And in psychology, as far as I know, they measure the thing. We came of small communities. This big city stuff, we know it's just recent. And what we really part of our well-being is having this few people or 130, 140 people neighborhood, the connection, the check-in, the flow. That's I think also something I experienced. So no, this is good. This is nice. It's not a big thing, but it's nice.
And it's literally nourish ourselves.
Check.
So sometimes you can ask yourself, am I really hungry? Or is it just like I'm longing for and craving for connection, like a true connection? So we connect with food. Yeah, we put something into our mouth. And
And
then,
that's where addiction starts.
yes, of course.
Jonathan Harry, for example, all the stuff I also learned from the JRE podcast. I mean, there were people there. Wow. So Jonathan Harry, also a journalist, a psychoanalyst, big thing. Yes, every addiction is a result of wanting to connect, of not being heard. And this addiction can be anything. Sports can also be addiction when you overdo it for everything you connect with. Too much, the harmonic contradiction, can get to an addiction or a deficit. So that's also important to realize in your journey. Where is my ego again? Feeding on ego is good, but it's a balancing game, and it doesn't can go straight lines. It can't. It has to balancing itself out, and that's wiggle room. That's life. That's movement. Yeah.
And so what I try is at least I'm not like, I'm student, still student of life. If I feel like, oh, that feels so good. I have to do it again. Then I'm just aware of what's going on right now. That, as you said, that it can develop to an addiction. So, like maybe in a spiritual context, you would say like to get to detach again.
Check. Yes. In the game of
And you do it
attaching,
like aware
detaching.
of what you're doing right now.
Yeah. Not evaluating, just seeing. And then maybe evaluation can be with the before and the after. Where's the tendency? And even that, yes, this is one big thing I can't do on a Joker, because what the fuck do I know? Let's do this. Simple as that. Let's do it.
Yeah, and to also be a little bit brave and move like forward with your healing process. And I also realized that my whole life I had like a different schedule than other people. And I took in a lots of with a lots of topics. It took years for me to figure out. I wasn't like that fast kid who knew with 14, I went to the secondary modern school, like the middle school now, and to know what like profession you want to have. I just like, okay, I wanted to be an actor. That was one thing. But it was like, I felt like looked at people that were so like clear what they want. And I just like, I didn't know. So it took me time to figure out. And yeah, we live in a society, it feels like everything is structured. And if I just like not achieve something until you're like 30 or 40 or 50, just in my case, how it makes me feel like that, I'm like, yeah, I feel not good with that. And like then also to detach with that and to look at people who live different lives because we are different. And again, what I really wanna intonate is that creativity part. When you're just like lacking of budget, like you said, that you are creative. And also what you said, the connecting part, that you connect with people that support you. So I figured out I have a very good friend, and thank you, like this point, thank you for your help that she's supporting me sometimes with food. So they rescue food. So it makes me feel safe. Okay, I feel like it's really important that I have fresh food, but you can do a mix if it's not possible right now. That you make sure that you feel safe. And from that, like, foundation, you can move on. And then I just like, I fall back and I move on and I fall back and then I maybe move on and I'm a little bit like more further, like the
It's a
point
dance.
situation
It's a dance.
before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe we just like fucking successful, whatever that means with 60. Like whenever
Can be.
about like retirement, honestly, I don't wanna be like retired or like a retired person. No, why? Because I love to create and to support and to heal and to do something really meaningful. So what is it like? I mean, we could like re-question society that what counts? Is it that we like, it was so funny because I had a wonderful podcast interview and it was with Dr. Dorit Bosch and she was talking about fake work.
Okay.
So, like, I realized that when I worked, especially part-time, I was much more effective than I was like worked full-time. Or just like all the things, I don't want to judge anyone, but I know people, they just like at work and they say, okay, I just like push the mouse from right to left.
It happens.
Yeah. So what pops up is the word like meaningful. And I want to do something meaningful and which I'm here. And I don't know what your purpose is. So that really helps and supports people to calm them down, to like do the health stuff. So what is your purpose? What do you think?
One thing that always popped in as you were speaking right now is, first of all, success can have many faces.
Yes, thank you for that.
Just that aside.
Yes.
That aside. But with that purpose, I think also retirement, all that thing, I think we can all can pack it into one thing. Just let the energy flow. Not till 65, about that's what we are right here, right now. It's also gonna be the flow in 10 or 20 years, maybe different. But that's what we are. And if that what we are and what we create helps, thank you. Wow. Well, wow, thank you. But I'd say maybe when you create in that moment, be yourself. Don't censor yourself. I mean, of course, when you got a business plan, everything or a business concept, that's the next step. But to understand who you are and
Yes.
have every quality that's not conditioned or censored, first of
Yeah.
all, just be that, create that. Then, of course, the next level is, okay, I may have a business model or may have something where I want to put that into form. That's the next step.
Yes.
And then that thing goes out into the world, and then it's out of your hands. Then it's there. If it happens, it resonates, come back to you like a boomerang. Wow, that's nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Not really. Because we all know there are some genius people who will never be noticed in the world. There are some idiots that are big as fuck.
Very loud, very loud.
So whatever happens, of course you can go when your business, you can go deeper into to the science of business. How can if that's your thing, do it. Great, cool. But the main thing is first just explode. Or just be or flow or whatever, or retreat in silence where whatever happens. And then you got that core energy. And then see, okay, now form it. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I say to that.
That's so wonderful. And for me, like as we were talking about in the very first beginning, like the health, that this is the foundation, and then you feel safe, and you have to make to sh ha yeah, and then you can create. Yeah, and then you can look, okay, what is my identity? What is my lifestyle? And then you can have your own brand. And then
It should be, will be.
have that motivation, because then you move out of your true soul. I would call it really true soul. And of course, I'm thinking about, I mean, I was an employee for like, I started working when I was 16. So I really worked like hard, I would say, not smart all the time. And now I realize I heal and I'm not able to do it that way anymore, because it would overwhelm myself. I literally would just like not survive anymore, because I was in a state of survival and I didn't feel myself. And now I feel myself. I feel like I am that kind of person, just like to be a space holder for someone. It affords a lot
Okay.
of capacity,
Understand.
like energy and emotional capacity, but not like having my thoughts everywhere. You know what I mean? So like the telephone is ringing. I don't know if it's too loud, but it will stop again. So sorry for that interruption. But yeah, so what do you think about that topic? Because you're in a healing process, so you are not in your full power right now. You rise up. I feel that. I'm sure you are rocking that world maybe later on, but you do that.
Now, what I'm doing by doing something.
Yes, and you do a lots of things. So, yeah, and also I want to, yeah.
With the healing, the question you just asked, it depends what kind of character you are, I'd say. Because coming back to that podcast, I mean, not only JRE, everything,
Yes.
whatever is your taste. What was also extremely touching for me was those some podcasts where were real tough people, women and men, open up in these 3 hours conversation, and you saw their process. You saw that they're in the process, and that you could say Joe gave them the room with the space. They open up, and due to their open up, that circled back to people like me or whatever. So every like we said before, put everything to one big pot, shake it, and then you got what's happening right now. We're analyzing, we're tasting, we're trying out. That's extremely important. But what's happening in that magic of life for me is that shaker. And then you oh okay, that makes something like that. So again, yeah, something like that. Also, I think a good picture is in this way of life, in this dance of life, is we got 2 feet. Then maybe say 1 foot is business and the other foot is creativity. To dance, or even just to stand comfortably, you need 2 feet. Try to stand on 1 foot for maybe with such a muscle, but it's just 1 foot and you hop, you just hop. You got 2 feet. Okay, at least you can stand comfortably, and then maybe also learn to walk. Use the 1 foot, and then that, and then they start to make a rhythm. And if we're really blessed, we can also maybe start to learn to dance with 2 feet. And there we're again in the harmonic contradiction. We need each other. We need the contradiction, and not as an opposite, as a foe. No, as a partner, and understand each other. And then start standing comfortably, walking in a good groove, and then maybe at least dance, start to dance. And then when the whole body comes along in that model.
Like the bottom up, and I also, maybe there are people listening to the podcast, they maybe have one leg, or that they're not able to walk. And I remember when I had my smashed kneecap and I was sitting in a wheelchair, and like I was not able to walk really, or to dance. So I was like taking part in an event. It was, the title was Torstanz, and like trance dance. And I was just like sitting on the ground, and I just like, I felt the music and the beats, and I just like, I literally just like moved, just like, just like do what you can, what you like, what you're able to do right now. Not to overwhelm yourself, and then to move on. And I promise, I believe that. This is my really conviction that we can just like grow so much stronger. That you have, like, maybe probably I was before when I thought I was strong. I wasn't strong. I was in survival mode. That's different. That's a whole
Check.
fucking difference.
Totally. And that's the thing. I think where I grew up with my mother as a kid, that was survival mode. It's just, how do I survive this trauma? Just, ugh.
Yes.
And I think, I mean, survival mode is that's what we are. We've got to fight through and see how do we survive. But that's the one foot. The other foot, is maybe being in the moment, because survival mode is, yes, of course, I protect me in the moment, but from fears, from anticipations, from bad memories that triggered me and trauma. And yeah, okay, sometimes for real poverty, survival mode is maybe have to do a shitty job because you support your family or somebody or a little kid. Better not be too rose glasses about that. There's a reality out there, and we're talking in a pretty supported situation in contrast to the world. And that doesn't mean that we don't have to fight as fuck in our own little constellation. But back to survival mode and being in the moment. Survival, yes, that often can give you some power. Pride may be the wrong word, but consciousness. I don't know. I'm lacking the world. Let's skip.
No worries. I just like I have in
No,
mind
no.
a wonderful magical situation I had with my inner child. So my inner child told me that it's me, always aware of what's going on right now. But I also knew that there will come the point, probably was that accident in Hawaii, that I started healing, that all the shit came up. So I look back and yeah. And I'm sitting here and still struggling, but how much power do you have, like as a kid, when you're aware of things? I remember I was 6 years old and I was lying in bed and I closed my eyes and I was just thinking. And then one thought led to another thought, and I just like tried to reanalyze how that works, like my brain works and thoughts work with 6 years. So that I remember dreams and like I was aware that I was dreaming. And I said, I want to wake up now. It's like, no, this is another dream. I want to wake up. And I did that game as long as I could, that I was able to wake up. I just like waking up myself out of a dream. So, yeah, thank you for that reminder. It's like, this is resilience. When we talk about resilience,
Not the macho interpretation, not the superficial, no,
no.
the conscious resilience there. Yeah.
So, is there anything you want to add? What you want to put out into the world? And of course, it's very important if people want to connect with you, how they could do that. You are on Instagram, you are on Facebook.
That's how
You
you do
are,
it. That's how you
like,
do it.
and yeah, so you do like, yeah, the things you do. So do you want to tell people how they can connect with you? And of course, we put that in the video below or in the show notes.
Like I said, Facebook, Instagram.
Yes.
If you find me, find
Yes.
me. That's again the flow, because there's nothing to present right now. I mean,
Yes.
I'm doing, but it's still wobbly, and I like it like that right now. And creativity is something that doesn't go away. You just always have different faces. So everything I do want here and there and thrown to the world, not everything you can find on Facebook and on Instagram. DM me if you want
Yeah.
to. In the flow, just go with the flow. Crazy smooth. These are my little mantras. Harmonic contradiction. I think those are the three things I want to throw out there. Crazy smooth, go with the flow, and harmonic contradiction.
Cool.
Your shit.
For all the German folks, your account name is Monodrache 13. It's like
Yeah,
Mono
because I fucked it up
Drache
and my motor was
Dragon.
gone.
Sorry.
And now I fucked it up. because usually I had Monodrache. Then I, you know how we are. No, I don't want this anymore. Blah 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 blah. Cancel it. 2 days later, shit, I went back in. No, it's gone. Okay, then Monodrache 13. What the fuck ever? Because Buddha in the Buddhism, 13 is a lucky number. So okay, Monodrache 13. So yes, on Instagram, Monodrache 13. On Facebook, Sascha Christiansen.
Okay, that's cool. So that people can find you and have they have the story behind your account on Instagram.
It can be, I'm pretty digital lazy, so what happened happens. We'll see.
Thank you so much for your time and your effort, and that you're just like so open and also showing up vulnerable in a world which is probably not like us, but maybe we can like yeah, connect with you guys. So text me or text Sasha. And so thank you very much for your
Thank you,
whole
Doris, for doing this. Come.
also
We haven't.
like for your support, like you're supporting me with likes or comments, whatever. So thank you so much. I absolutely appreciate that.
It's in the flow. Come on. When I
It
resonate, I resonate. Let's do this. Come on. Without valuation. But it was fun. Yes.
great one, Sasha. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.